That was Looks Like Rain, live from The Dead's record Without a Net, live from October, concerts from October 1989 to April 1990. Of course, Bob Weir is singing that song. I believe that was written by John Perry Barlow and Weir, but I could be wrong about that. One of Bob's best songs he performs with the Dead. Prior to that was a song that Weir released on an album called Blue Mountain in around, I think, 2016. But this is a performance with the Wolf Brothers from the record Live in Colorado. It's called Only a River. Those are the songs that you just heard in that short set. Part of this show was to honor the late, as of recently, Bob Weir of the Grateful Dead and his many side projects. Well, anyway, it's 12:02 a.m. and that means it's time for news and weather. For news, bear breaks into Tennessee candy store for the fourth time. According to UPI News, this article is by Ben Hooper. Wildlife officials in Tennessee are investigating a serial burglary after a candy store was broken into and ransacked by a bear for the fourth time. Glade's Homemade Candies in Gatlinburg said on social media that the store was broken into by a bear Thursday night, and the bruin caused significant damage to the store and its wares. The Post said the break-in marked the fourth incident of a bear busting into the store. Well, for weather, it's currently 35 degrees and cloudy here in Burlington. For the rest of the week, it's going to be pretty cloudy. High of 40 tomorrow, Tuesday. Low of 32. Wednesday, high of 41, raining. Thursday, high of 29, snowing. And yeah, highs in the 20s and 30s and really mostly cloudy and snowing for most of the week. Pretty average. A little warm for Vermont winter, but still pretty average winter weather. Well, anyway. Oh, that means it's also time for me to tell you to exchange or donate your old books. Were you a bookworm in college, slowly amassing an unnecessary library modeled after the ones you saw in movies and TV? You know, like those Victorian-style libraries and giant estates? Well, folks, I was one of those people, too, and recently I discovered the joy of donating and exchanging the books, and you can, too. Yes, it's hard to let things go, but be honest with yourself, you aren't going to read that Guide to the Canterbury Tales or that obscure Slavoj Žižek book again. In the spirit of spring cleaning, take a look at your library and be honest with yourself, which books could you live without? Bring them down to the local library or to a used bookshop and exchange for some store credit. Yeah, you might end up getting more books, but then you can trade those down the road too. Let someone else enjoy those books for the one time they will read them. Donate your books. It's good for the community. This message has been brought to you by your DJs here at 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. So with that, have a good night, everybody. And tune in to next week, same time. Have a good night.
I can't hold my breath around 30.